in 4IQ.
I'm sorry, Bernie's put dinner on the table and I'm over here. And I was just saying that I was talking to Ariel this morning about that KD9SV reversible bog. I'd like to call you sometime and ask you a couple of questions about that.
The reversible what? I'm not catching that word.
Bravo Oscar Golf.
Well, I've got DX Engineering reversible bog, and I know there's some other people that made them. They're not hard to make. I tell you what, mine sure do work good. I was working, of course, there's a lot of CWDX on right now because the CQ Worldwide is going to be on this weekend. Actually, I heard you calling somebody right after I worked them. I can't remember who that was or what band. I just don't remember. It may have been 40 or 160. I'm not sure which. But anyway, I did work a New Country last night as Corsica on 160, which I don't have a confirmation from them on 160. So they were coming in really good. Boy, I tell you, the I was copying on the reversible bog. It's actually just a reversible beverage. And I tell you, it was making a big difference. I could push that thing from Europe to the other direction. It goes east and west, reversible. Northeast, southwest. And I put it on the other side, reverse it. I just lose them, but they were coming in really good. The forward direction. And I did some work this week on the, I lifted my wires off the ground and made sure they weren't covered up with leaves and that sort of stuff. Made sure all the terminations were good because I was getting ready for this contest. But I was testing out yesterday and I tell you, it really made a difference going west and whatnot. And I've got a K9AY, of course. I was comparing how that worked against the bog. N4IQ.
Well, I'm moving my plate over here. I'm talking with a little bit of food in my mouth. Yes, that's probably the one you heard me work, Mel, was Corsica. Because, yes, I did work it on 160 last night. I got a lot of noise on 160 on the band scope. And I guess it's just that time of year. Ariel said February was his peak month. And, of course, we're all talking CW. But I did work that last night. I'm pretty sure I'd have to go downstairs and look at my log. But that sounds familiar. If I heard the call, I could tell you for sure. But I've had a couple of rag chews on CW lately. I think they were on 40 and maybe one on 160. Yeah, I'm going to look around tonight and see what I can see. I just don't know about exactly how to terminate. I have one that is headed 043 degrees, and that Bob and a couple of the guys, I think Gary and Rusty, I can't remember now, it's been so long. But I've redone it since then and put up, we just had fence wire at the time. I didn't know any better, but I've got 14 THHN insulated on it now. And it works good, and I just redone it not too long ago, and I checked all the connections and taken ohm readings on it, and I even ran the analyzer on it, like you said. So it should be ready to go, I hope. Mine's elevated about 4 feet. Down, way down at the other end, it goes over that target down there a little bit higher than that, but other than that, it's up about 4 feet and works very well on 40. However, that one from DX Engineering, they said it only has to be 200 feet long. normally you'd have to have about 500 feet. And it's reversible, and mine's not. Mine goes 034 degrees towards Europe.
We'll need to be elevated, but I'll put it down low. If you put it down low, everything I've read, it doesn't have to be as long to get good performance out of it. It's actually a little bit better if it's a little bit shorter than normal. But, anyway, it's, I made a couple of the northwest, southeast. They all have the 9-1 bifilar transformer. And, I've got terminating resistor. If you have it on the ground, normally it's got about a 200 ohm non-inductive resistor, but, because the velocity factor is lower, it changes the impedance of that wire. So anyway, so it's more like 400 instead of 200. So that's what I use. I use 400 ohm resistors on there. And then I just make sure, the way to tune that is to just make it as flat as possible. You get a terminating resistor that gives the SWR as flat as possible. And when I say flat, it doesn't have to be one-to-one. It's just where it doesn't vary, where the SWR doesn't vary. It's just as constant as possible. And so if it's just like 1.9-to-1 all across the operating band, you've got the right resistor on there. You really don't have to worry about getting it the lowest.
Mine has a 47 ohm resistor in it, and that's what Bob said to put in there. And in fact, I've got the schematic of it, and then that little turtle wound choke or whatever you want to call it down there. But which end do you use that one where you tune it? Now, this resistor, it isn't carbon. I can't remember the composition of it, Bill. But I have a spare one that Bob gave me. And I assume you're talking about using a trimming resistor like a pot.
Touch it out. I'm trying to remember. I don't know. 47 ohm resistor. I don't remember that now. But what I have, I'll go back and check if you want, but it seemed like almost, I'd go back and look. But the reason you have the 9-to-1 is, transformer is there because the impedance of it isn't 50 ohms. It's quite a bit higher. So you transform it back down to like 75 ohms or whatever you're using. But, so basically you take your analyzer and change various values of resistance, just trial and error, so you get one that where the SWR is really constant, and then getting a great match to 75 ohm or 50 ohm is the real thing. It's getting something that's a terminating resistor that has the SWR constant across the band that you're using, whether it's like 160 and 80 or whatever it happens to be. I can always go in there and look, but I'm almost positive. Originally it was, I'll have to go back and look. It was maybe 470 and I changed it to 200. I just have to go, I have to go back and look at what I got, but I didn't use what elevated one would be.
And Gerald here, Roger. Well, I guess a guy could use a pot as a variable resistor, and then find out where your best match is at near 75, and then substitute it with a fixed resistor in there. That sounds good. You're bringing back memory now. That is a 9-to-1 transformer. Thank you, Bernice. And it's I've had it for many years, so I've forgotten that. But They just built them that way and stuck a 47 ohm resistor in them. I'm pretty sure of that value. But at any rate, that makes sense to get the proper match on it, Bill. Well, thank you for that. The other question is, did you buy the whole setup with the reversing, the two little boxes and the preamplifier? That gets pretty pricey. I think it's almost $300. If you just buy those match boxes, I'll call them. There's two of them, and they look built very nice for outdoor use. That's $139. That's what Ariel was telling me about, but he said I'd need a receiver box, whereas my 590, you know, it just goes right in the back of it.
I don't know what you're talking about, because mine doesn't have preamps. We'll probably talk about something different. I've had mine 4 or 5 years, let's put it this way. I don't know what resistor you're talking about, but the terminating resistor needs to be the same as the characteristic impedance of the wire, whatever that happens to be, with the given height you have it above the ground and how long it is. But and you don't tune it for lowest SWR. That's what I'm saying. You don't tune it for SWR, for lowest match, best match. You tune it for the most constant SWR. Because when you have that, then you have a terminating resistor that is equal to the characteristic impedance of the antenna of the wire. And it may not be, and it's not, you know, even with a 9-to-1, it's probably not going to be exactly 75 or 50. But anyway, you probably need to talk to Ariel about this. You're talking about something. Anyway, I'm parked in the parking lot here, and Toby says it's time to get out of this car.
Yeah, I could tell you were there, Bill. Well, thank you, Bill. I appreciate that. It's RG6 flooded is what's feeding it. But boy, it's always worked very well on 40 CW. And I just didn't expect it to work on 160. Bob said I needed about 525 feet or something. And we got a ton of deer out there, and I don't want to have to deal with that. I'd have to go with the bog, you know, and get it on the ground. But anyway, come see us sometime. Say hello to Elaine and Toby and 73's Bill. N4IQ in 0TR's clear.
Okay. Well, good luck with your toys there. I'm going to go inside. And so is Toby. And I'll probably go upstairs and rest a little bit before tonight. I want to stay up pretty late. There's going to be some really good stuff on there. And that was Corsica. It's a TK / somebody's call. And I can't remember. It may have been a Brit or something, like MM0 or something. I just can't remember it, but it was a TK / portable. But boy, he had a pileup on him. And then EZ0T was on 40. My goodness, they sound like, you know, that's Turkmenistan. They sound like a local. That guy had pileup on him. Oh, my gosh. There's going to be some good ones here this weekend. Anyway, 73, have a good weekend. N0TR, N4IQ.
Bill, if you get a chance, bring up DX Engineering and look at that combination, TD9SV. And you'll see the box I'm talking about. I think it's got a 20 dB gain on it. And if you don't buy that, it's only $139. If you buy it with that, it's over $250. I can't remember exactly. And I kind of hated to put that much money in it. or I can build it, maybe. But I don't think I need that preamp. The 590 does well enough on its own. Take care, my friend. Talk to you later. Good luck tonight. Maybe I'll hear you on there. If you hear anything interesting, give me a text. 73's Bill. And yes, that was Tango Kilo stroke something or other. I worked him last night there in Corsica. See you later, Bill. N4IQ and 0TR, QRT.
Okay, yeah, that's a different antenna. What I got is different. It has no preamp. Sometimes I'll use the preamp in the 590. A lot of the times I just don't need it. But you're talking about something different than what I've got. Anyway, good luck. N4IQ.
4VWA, mobile.
Hey,
WA,
go ahead. K4WCL.
K4VWA. How are you today, sir?
4VWA, I missed the letter there. Doing good. You got John here on mobile in Pickens County. Been up in Asheville today. Just about, 7-8 minutes from the house here. What you up to? Tell me your name, please.
This is Steve on this end, and I'm about 6 miles south of Highway 11 on New Cut Road over on the north end of Spartanburg County. And I hope you didn't have to contend with winds like we did up that way. I mean, we just about got blowed off our knoll this morning.
Hey, you know, I was looking at the weather station. I think we had gusts around 11. It wasn't too bad. I did look at my weather station back home in Georgia, north of Atlanta. We were getting gusts close to 25 back home. I did notice the wind blowing. I was just sitting in my truck. My wife went and visited her mom up at Mission Hospital up there. So I was just sitting in the truck. I did notice it was a little bit windy, but not terribly, and it doesn't seem too windy here now, so looks like things have calmed down a little bit there. And I believe I talked to you last weekend there, Steve.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We're right there at the foot of the slope of the Caesar's Head and that ridge that comes down from Asheville. And we had wind steady at 15 and gusting to 23 and 24 this morning.
I did not notice it. I took the dog for a walk about, 9 o'clock, and didn't really notice it. I did notice the leaves, what are left of them, are coming off the trees. So, now, do you live over there, the bottom of the escarpment there by Caesar's Head?
On over, if you know Highway 14, where Highway 14 crosses 11, I am 4 miles south of 11 on New Cut Road there. New Cut kind of parallels 14, and it's about a mile on over from 14 towards Spartanburg.
Spartanburg County very well. I know Pickens real well, learning Greenville. But we went to a wedding over in Spartanburg a couple years ago, and I believe that's the way we came. Trying to think what that little town is. You come through, you make a right on 14 to go down towards Spartanburg. I remember we stopped there and got a good meal at a little country restaurant. Campo Bello, I believe, that's the little town there.
A little crossroads right there, and probably the place was called the Dutch Plate.
If I don't remember, we were coming home from a wedding. It was a Sunday. All I remember is I was hungry. But, huh? And it was pouring rain out, my wife said. She got a good memory. But, yeah, I kind of got an idea where you're at. I don't know how familiar you are with Northern Pickens here. We're not too far from Table Rock.
Well, now, are you between Joe Cassie or, Joe Cassie and Table Rock?
Yeah, I guess. guess you could say that, but much closer to Table Rock than Jocassee. We're in the Rocket Jocassee development. It's right there close to the intersection of Highway 11 and 178. Sassafras Mountain's about 5 miles due north of me.
78 cuts up over the top of the mountain gun, drops down into Rosman, don't it?
That's correct.
Almost bought a piece of property out there off of Nancy Mountain. And kind of got deterred off of it a little bit. They were just asking way too much money for it. But yeah, that's a nice area up there if you can get a good spot. Yeah, I know that area along 178 and 11 right in there fairly well. Matter of fact, back in the day, I think it was before the state got it, there's a sliding rock along 11 there on the right-hand side as you're coming back towards the Table Rock from 178. We used to go four-wheeling up in there in our Jeeps. This is back in the 70s and 80s. And we'd stop there after a day of four-wheeling and slide down the sliding rock, having a big time.
You're in our development. It's a golf course now. You go up the mountain there. That's on the eighth hole. You go up the mountain, you step out, and the sliding rock there, that's called Golly Falls, but I know the locals call it the sliding rock. It's right out there at the tee box. It's beautiful. Anytime anybody comes up to visit, we ride the golf cart up there and show them the waterfall.
Still stop there along Highway 11 and slide down the sliding rock?
People might. Certainly won't be me. I do see kids up there playing occasionally. But if you look at my QRZ page, my lead photo is a picture of my wife and I, and we're actually standing in front of the waterfall there.
Right, that water was cold.
Down from the top of the mountain. Very cold. And, you know, we got a bunch of creeks after the waterfall. There's a bunch of creeks that run through the golf course, and they all kind of meet up and go underneath Highway 11 there. But anyways, we'll see. I am just turning into the street here. My wife calls it our driveway because we're the only house on our street, so I guess it is my driveway. But we'll jump out, and we stopped in Traveler's Rest and got some groceries. Then unload those, and it may take me a little nap. And we got a bunch of cooking to do. We got family coming up for Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow. We didn't do the big dinner yesterday because we couldn't get everybody together, so Saturday and Sunday were going to be the days, so we'll be having our big meal this weekend. Going to smoke a couple of turkey breasts and, you know, all the sides. And so we got a lot of work left to do.
How about that? We do the same thing. We send the kids off to the in-laws and let them have their heyday, and then we do it all over again. We're doing it tomorrow, and I'm going to have 15 in. I got 2 12-pound birds to deep fry. Yep, we're doing the same thing. Matter of fact, I'm going out right now to buy a couple of two or three or four extra chairs so we can get everybody sitting down all at the same time. Well, that's good. Listen, you enjoy your day tomorrow, and don't strain nothing carrying all them groceries in for the hungry horde. And enjoy your day tomorrow. 73, KN4, BWA, I'll be clear after you find
them. I'll strain myself. I'll get the XYL to carry them all in. I'm going to go get on the couch, I think. Hi. Well, you enjoy your family as well. We're looking forward to it. Won't have quite as many, but they're all spending the night Saturday night. They all live back in Metro Atlanta. So, and then I got a couple of days off after the weekend to recuperate from the family coming in. I'm sure you understand how that works too. So, 73, Steve, KN4VWA, KE4WCL, Northern Pickens County, PQRT.
Flatner riding around, Steve, N4WRO.
N4WRO, KN4VWA. Yeah, I'm out going and getting four extra chairs. You know, all the kids in. Matter of fact, I got one, my daughter and her husband living with us until December 10th. They bought a house, and I owned the house that they were living in, and I sold it out from under them. So they're moved in with us until they can get moved into their new house. And I got my son up from Florida and his wife and daughter. And, I tell you what, we just got a house full. And we're gonna have 15 in tomorrow. So I gotta go out and get about three or four more good chairs, you know, we can park some seats in, so we can all eat these two 12-pound turkeys that I'm gonna deep fry tomorrow.
Sounds full. Hey, by the way, how does this radio sound? How's the audio on it?
Hey, is that new TYT?
Yeah, it came in Wednesday, and I played with it a little bit yesterday. Connected Chirp up to it and programmed it, and I'm still learning a few ins and outs of it. But right now, this is on 5 watts. So I checked the different power settings on it, you know, across the bands. And it all checks out really good.
Well, I don't know. It sounds to me like you got a little bit of digital distortion in there on your voice, and it's kind of muffled. I can barely hear you. I think maybe you ought to let that thing go. You know, it ain't no count, so I'll give you about 3/4 of what you paid for it.
Bet you would. Did you ever go out to their website?
Oh, son, I'm going to tell you what. Between my kids and the grandkids, I'm like the donut guy. I'm meeting myself coming in the door as I go out. And I'm going to tell you, come Monday, my son is going to leave out tomorrow night at about 11 o'clock and drive through overnight to go back to Fleming Island, Florida. And, well, I'll still have my son, my daughter and son-in-law with us. But I'm going to spend Sunday afternoon just sort of in recuperation mode.
I can gather that with that whole family full.
Well, as a matter of fact, my brother's coming up from Alpharetta bringing his two kids. And got another one coming in. I got in-laws, outlaws, and spares. You wouldn't believe it, man, I tell you. But it's going to be nice to have them all in there. So it'll be fun. It'll be worth it. And then I'll get to inspect the inside of my eyelid Sunday afternoon and Monday.
Yep, I agree. All right, actually, you're the first one I've talked to on this. I was just wondering how it sounded, if it was getting out all right, and if the audio was okay on it more than anything.
Not as quite as crisp as your bass, but, you know, hey, it's perfectly good. If you took a radio in your car and took the treble out of it, that's what it sounds like. It sounds good. Good, clean. Completely readable. No background hiss, no nothing. It's just not quite as crisp like treble with your voice as your base station is.
Yeah, that's on the Kenwood. Well, I'll look around in here and see if there's any settings in there to, you know, maybe adjust that a little bit. All right, well, I'm doing some more programming on this. Let me get back to it, and I just thought I'd give you a shout and let you know this thing does work.
Let me go over and get one. Let me ask you this. What are you setting up on it?
I'm using Chirp, that free programming software, to, you know, put all the frequencies in.
Okay. Now, is that taking a round serial cable?
No, it comes with a cable with it. It's like a USB-B, I think, port on the radio and to a standard USB port on the on your computer, on a laptop or whatever. I just got it plugged into my laptop. You can go into Chirp and you can say, hey, show me all the 2-meter stations within 10 miles, 20 miles, 50 miles of your zip code, and it'll automatically suck them right down.
How about that? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah, they used Chirp over on that bow thing. So all you had to do was go in and get the thing set up and select the type of radio, and then it would do its own settings, and you use load over, right?
Yep. Yep. It when I plugged it in, it seen it as COM6 on the laptop. And like I said, I went ahead and I sucked down what I wanted on 2 meters and then sucked down what I wanted on 70 centimeters. And in fact, I'm adding a couple air bands in there right now because it'll receive on all your air bands too on AM.
Oh, how about that? That's pretty good. All right. Well, get in there and play that thing some more. Maybe we'll have it automated to whistle Dixie and do all kinds of other things for you. So, all right, well, get in there and have some fun. I will talk to you again soon. In the meantime, think about me tomorrow when I'm feeding the hungry horde. 73, it's K4, BWA. I'm clear.
Okay, Steve, have fun over there. Enjoy the family while they're all together over there. Talk to you later. 73, N4WRO.